We're speaking with Pat Sheely, who is running for District 1 County Commissioners in the primary coming up here for Henderson County on May 8th. First of all, Pat, thank you for being here. We appreciate your time very much.
Thanks for inviting me.
So, Pat, let's talk about you. Let's talk about this office that you're running for. What is it that made you decide to run for candidate for Henderson County Board of Commissioners for District 1?
Well, I have been watching the political scene, and I decided to run for a local office, knowing that I can't make a difference on the national level. There is a problem with the commissioners not doing needs assessments for projects they approve. There is a transparency issue for the residents of Henderson County. And many projects that are approved by the commissioners have no input by the community before budget monies are spent or the projects are being implemented.
You mentioned not being able to make a difference on the national level, but really where the rubber meets the road is right here locally. So let's talk about your qualifications. Why should one, what makes you feel like you're qualified to be a commissioner for Henderson County?
Well, I guess I have a lot of life experience. Besides that, I'm rather modest, I guess, in my accomplishments, but I'm a retired psychiatric mental health nurse, and I think that would serve well on the commission. Seeing we have an opioid crisis in this county. I have been an owner of a small security business with my husband. He's a retired policeman. I've contracted out the building of my own house, worked to pay for my daughter's college education, and early in my 51-year marriage, helped my husband graduate with 2 degrees. I've managed a household budget for 51 years. I've set priorities with that. Guess what? I've never filed bankruptcy. I have chosen to live in North Carolina for the past 50 years. I lived in Raleigh, the area, for 38 years, and I did participate in local and state government.
So you're running in the primary. You do as a Democrat. You do have an opponent. So what makes you different from your primary opponent in this race coming up?
Well, I have been attending citizens' forums around the county. I've been listening to the concerns of the people of Henderson County. I've attended many activist group meetings, such as the Climate Lobby meeting. The Opioid Addiction Forum, I attended 2 days of that, particularly since that's my discipline, working with people with problems with addiction. I spoke with residents that would be affected by the Balfour Parkway. I've attended the bi-monthly meetings of the commission, and I, sorry to say, but my opponent has, I've never seen her at a commission meeting. She's not been at any of the activist meetings that I've been at, and quite frankly, she's a hard worker, but she works 40 hours a week, very demanding 40-plus hours a week job. And so I feel I have the time to devote to the citizens of Henderson County.
So let's look a step further. Let's say Pat Sheely wins the primary coming up here in May, and you go up against, this is Michael Edney's district, District 1, you go up against Michael Edney in November. Let's ask the same question. What makes you different? Why do you feel like you can or want to defeat Michael Edney in November?
Well, believe it or not, I've had Republicans walk up to me and say, I'm going to vote for you. I know you're a Democrat, but we're not voting for Michael Edney again. Let me tell you what he did. And Michael's had some difficulties. He practices as a criminal lawyer, and he's been reprimanded by the state bar for professional misconduct. His excuse for that was he was too busy with his law practice to carry out the duties of his job as an attorney. So if he's too busy with his law practice, he's too busy to do the job for the Henderson County people. And I do have the time and I do want to do it. I am retired.
All right. So let's talk about you. Let's talk about what your platform is.
Well, for one thing, the county budget. Our county commissioners actually have a long list, wish list. The problem is we do not have unlimited money for that budget. When they think of something else they want, they just say, well, we'll raise property taxes. I don't want their property taxes increased. I'm retired, and I must live on a budget. Some parents in this county must decide between paying their utility bill or buying medicine for a sick child. Raising property taxes will increase what a renter might pay to the property owner. They're going to pass it on to the renter. And quite frankly, we have people who are just working hard to pay the rent. So property taxes, I want to tell the commission, you must live within your means. And that's not what's happening right now. We have a $6 million that Sheriff McDonald wants to build a firing range. And a Sheriff Charles McDonald training facility. We do not need it. A study of the need for a firing range and a training facility has not been forthcoming. We must put a stop to this purchase of land and the building of a training facility we do not need. I understand they want to have a facility so they can practice protecting a school under fire or attack. We already have a lot of schools. They are empty in the summer, after school, and during holiday breaks. They could use different schools so they could learn the floor plan in the event of an emergency. So, what could we do with that $6 million? How about teacher pay? North Carolina now has dropped to 43 ranking per pupil, spending out of 50 states for teachers' pay in the nation. Our teachers are making less by about $12,000 a year, but doing the job that pays more in other states. Our teachers are 45th ranking. If you are retired and think this is not an issue for you, let me remind you that, well, educated children go on to earn more income. Think about your Social Security. It's being funded by these current workers. School safety. Sheriff McDonald says it's going to cost $160,000 for one resource officer to be placed in a school. So how will this be covered? Well, I heard about two meetings ago that they considered, the commissioners considered, an 8% increase in our property taxes. So now all the commissioners are fired up about opioid prevention and treatment. HopeRx, which is started by a lady who happened to lose her child to opioid addiction, presented a public forum at Blue Ridge Community College. And one day it was disciplines that deal with this. The next was the book Dreamland. And they the author actually came and talked about opioid addiction. This is reality. People are dying in Henderson County from opioid addiction. Many of the people in our jails have an addiction to a substance. Since I was a psychiatric mental health nurse and I did carry certification in the state of North Carolina, I know how we no longer have access to mental health facilities. So my patients are now in Sheriff McDonald's jail. Our emergency services are pushed to the limit at times. When grandma is having a heart attack on one end of the county, they might be trying to revive someone with a drug overdose with the drug Narcan. The drug Narcan alone is a great cost because what reversed the effects of an overdose in the past with 5/10 milligram of Narcan is now 8 to 10 milligrams is what EMS is having to administer. We can also see that substance abuse of any kind involves a need for money. So substance abuse can lead to robberies, home invasions, car break-ins. I will tell you, I am the person to win this seat on the board to coordinate a task force of nonprofit organizations and medical facilities to provide needed services, outpatient or inpatient, to help people recover from an addiction. I must say all, and I really do mean all of us have been touched by substance abuse. It might be a relative, a spouse, a sibling, a coworker, a nephew, a niece, or even a neighbor. That pretty well sums up how I'm feeling about serving on the commission.
So the bottom line is a vote for Pat Shealy for District 1 in the upcoming primary election for the Democrats means what?
Well, my motto's been, Shealy will speak for you. And I want input from the community prior to implementation of budget and projects by the commission.
If folks would like to find out more about Pat Shealy, how do they do that?
I am on Facebook. It is Patricia, quote, Pat Shealy, S-H-E-L-E-Y, candidate. I have a Facebook. And I have a lot of what I'm doing at the current time posted. I also have an email. It's Patricia Pat Shealy at gmail.com.
Pat, thank you very much for your time. Good luck in this upcoming primary election.
Thank you for allowing me to speak.